murderous outlaws have discovered an ancient power. With it, they can destroy the world.
Bus, can you help us? There's no time to waste.
I will do it.
Bus!
Humpty Alexander Dumpty. We're going to need her. She's Kitty Softballs.
I'll steal you, blind, and you'll never even know I was there.
She is a bad kitty.
Okay, here's the deal. Sometimes, well, actually most of the times, a spin-off is a terrible, lackluster thing, pale in comparison to the original. But sometimes a spin-off can be pretty decent. Puss in Boots, while not a fantastic film, is one of those movies that actually works. And the best thing I can say about it is that it's not just another Shrek movie. Instead, it leaves the fractured fairy tale and overused puns behind to knock off the Spanish Western genre, telling the story of Puss before he meets the Green Ogre. Puss partners with his estranged brother Humpty Dumpty to steal the goose with the golden eggs, putting them both in peril. It has some slow parts and others seemed a bit forced, including a somewhat pointless dance-off of all things, but at its heart, Puss in Boots is cute and fun. And better than most spin-offs, it actually tries to tell its own story. In this age of overdone sequels, that's actually a good thing. Puss in Boots gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.